Boy, the way Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Danielle Brisbois in All in the Family.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Didn't need no welfare states.
Everybody pulled his weight.
Gee, our old LaSalle ran great. Those were the days.
Archie and Edith, a middle-aged white couple, nuzzle at the piano. At a nursing home.
Oh, no, Mr. Tucker, I don't want to play corn now.
Miss Critchin, did you want to see me?
Yes, Miss Bunker, I have a special job for you.
Edith scurries into the nursing station.
Give me those feet. Give me back those feet. Oh, come on, Mr. Burkfuss. Those feet belong to Mrs. No. Collins.
An old man holds up dentures.
This will teach you not to bite me.
Oh, Mr. Burkfuss.
Mrs. Collins had every right to bite you.
For being nice to her?
Nice is crawling into bed with her.
That's not nice.
Oh, he don't mean nothing. He just gets cold.
Come along, Mr. Burkfuss. Let's sit down and watch television.
That's a good idea. This took a lot out of me.
The orderly leads him away.
Mrs. Bunker, I want you to stay with Mrs. Dillon.
She's back? She must be feeling better.
No. No, I'm afraid the hospital just couldn't do anything else for her.
Oh, but we mustn't give up hope. My Aunt Elizabeth from Elizabeth, New Jersey. That ain't the reason they called her Elizabeth. She was very sick.
Mrs. Bunker, is this going to take long?
Yeah.
You better tell me tomorrow.
Oh, all right, remind me.
They approach a closed door.
Maybe Mrs. Dillon would like me to read her a story.
Edith turns to a pile of magazines. Nurse Critchin puts her hands in her pockets.
Be sure it's a short one.
Is she that sick?
You better read fast.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we mustn't make jokes.
If I didn't joke, Miss Bunker, I'd cry.
Well, is there anything special you want me to do for her?
Give her whatever she asks for. Oh, but if you do need me, push the buzzer. Loretta, look who's here to see you.
Edith steps into the private room.
Hi, Loretta.
Hello, Edith. How nice.
Welcome home. We missed you.
You know, I had another heart attack.
I know.
You know what those terrible people did?
No, what?
They kept me alive. Why don't they just let me go?
Where?
I lived a good life. Why can't the end be good, too?
Well, I guess it ain't up to us to decide them things.
God decides?
Yeah.
God decided.
Edith's smile disappears.
When I was in the hospital, God said, Loretta, it's time. And I saw my husband, Arthur, too. He waved at me and he said, come on, Loretta, I'm waiting for you.
Really?
He was a good husband, an unusual man. Never a harsh word between us.
That is unusual.
I should be with Arthur now. They shouldn't make me go through this. Edith, I can't even go to the bathroom by myself.
Don't worry about it. Ain't there something I can get you? A glass of water? Oh, I'm sorry.
No. No, please, sit down. It's nice to have company. Nobody comes to see me anymore, not even my daughter. Noreen is afraid of sickness. She's always been like that.
But you know that she loves you.
And I love her. She's not strong. She never has been.
My Aunt Ethel was like that. She wouldn't even burl a cabbage because she said when she dropped it in the pot, she could hear it scream.
Loretta winces weakly.
I know what we could do. We can fix you up, and then we can call Noreen and tell her you're feeling better and tell her to come and see you.
Maybe tomorrow. Now I want to rest. Will you stay with me if I go to sleep?
Oh, sure. Can I get you another blanket?
No, just sit here.
Holding Loretta's hand, Edith sits beside the bed.
Ain't there something I can do for you?
Just hold my hand. And don't let go.
Edith places her other hand on Loretta's as she looks into her eyes. Edith glances at their hands, then rests them on the elderly woman's chest. She tenderly pats Loretta's hand in hers. Later, in an office, a woman cries and a man confronts the manager. Edith and Nurse Critchin look on.
I want to know why my mother-in-law is dead, why something wasn't done to save her.
When Miss Critchin went into her room, it was too late.
Now, why wasn't somebody watching her?
Oh, I was watching her, and we had a nice long talk before she...
I told Mrs. Bunker to stay with Mrs. Dillon, but to call me if she needed me.
Did you go in as soon as she called?
I didn't call.
You didn't call?
If Mrs. Bunker had called someone, it probably wouldn't have done any good.
Probably isn't good enough. When I get through with you, this place is going to be a parking lot.
Anything, my mother...
It's negligence. It's pure negligence. Now, what are you going to do about it?
We're letting Mrs. Bunker go.
Where?
Her services are no longer required.
You mean I can't work at the Sunshine Home no more?
Thank God for that.
Oh, but Mr. Johnson, Mrs. Bunker can still work in the kitchen. She can read to the patients, write letters for them.
No. I'm sorry, Mrs. Bunker. You're fired.
Flustered, Edith peers around at Nurse Critchin, then at the angry son-in-law. Archie steps through the front door and hangs up his pork pie hat.
Hey, Edith, I'm home.
She sits at the kitchen table, fretting.
Are you up in a toilet?
No, I'm out here.
You're out in the kitchen there.
Spotting nothing but a fruit bowl on the dining room table. He shuffles into the kitchen where Edith sits, wringing her hands.
Edith, if there ain't nothing on the outside table and nothing on the inside table, there ain't nothing cooking on the stove, should you really be sitting down?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know it was so late.
Sure it's late. Did you feed the kid?
She's spending the night at the Blooms. Well, I'll set the table.
Who's the long face for me?
Mrs. Dillon.
Oh. Oh, Mrs. Dillon. Oh. What did she do?
She passed away.
Oh. She passed away. Ah, that's too bad. Who was she?
She was from the Sunshine Home.
Oh, one of them people. Oh, well, geez, I mean, Edith, you gotta expect them things working over there, you know? I mean, the people you work with, they ain't exactly the Mouseketeers.
I got fired.
What for?
Because Mrs. Dillon passed away, and I was there with her when it happened.
Oh, well, now, geez, Edith, I mean, you know, them things are to be expected, huh? I mean, when you're working with invalids there, especially a lot of kind of decrepit old people. Hey, there's a guy named Shorty McCracken comes into our bar. He could tell you all about that. He does the same kind of work you do. And lots of times, Shorty will get lost in the stores. And that cost a few lives.
She stares at him with a furrowed brow.
Yeah. Like one time, he was turning over a mattress, see? And he forgot to get the guy that was on it off. So the guy hits the tire floor and curtains.
But I never did none of them things.
No, you never did that. I'm only trying to explain, you see? They want to make you the fall guy.
What's that?
A fall guy. But that's a guy who takes the rap, you know, usually for something that he didn't do.
But that ain't fair.
Yeah, but that's life in these United States.
A lot of them old people depend on me. What are they gonna do without me?
The same thing they do with you, Croak.
I love working there, Archie. I'm gonna miss my old friends. Especially Mrs. Dillon.
Yeah, but you'd miss her even if you're still working there. Of course, she ain't there no more. Right? Well, I must have hauled her away by now. Oh, good.
I get it.
No, it's all right. I know how you feel. I'll get it for you, Edith. Jeez, the doorbell always rings when you're doing something.
He lumbers from the kitchen.
Just once, I'd love to hear that damn bell ring when I ain't home. Okay, geez, keep your pants on, huh?
He opens the door for Loretta's daughter.
Excuse me there. I didn't know it was panties. What I mean is, look, lady, whatever it is you're selling, my wife and me, we got that.
Well, no, I'm not selling anything. I'm Noreen Hammer, Mrs. Dillon's daughter.
Oh, yeah, the woman with the mug. Until today.
If it's okay, could I see Mrs. Bunker?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Come on in. Yeah, that's right. You take your coat off. You can throw it on a hook up there. Oh, I can help you with that. Oof. I didn't touch nothing, did I? I'll take your coat. Yeah. Go on, sit down. Sure. Yeah, make yourself at home. Oh, but not yet. There's a wild spring in the middle of this chair, and women never like it. Try this over.
He steers her away from his favorite chair.
Hey, you know, we all got to lose a mother, even me. This true? Take my mother. All the time I was overseas in WW2, you know, the big war, my mother was alive and well. The minute I come home, she went like that. Well, I'll call Edith. Hey, Edith, the woman whose mother died and got you fired is here to see you. And by the way, I want to thank you for that, you know? I mean, it was bad for you, but good for me.
Hello, Mrs. Hammer.
Hello, Mrs. Bunker.
How are you?
Okay.
She's okay. She's fine. Sit down. Go sit down there. Hey, excuse me there. Yeah, go ahead. Talk.
Mrs. Bunker, I want to apologize to you for what Charlie did today.
That's all right. I guess maybe I was doing too much anyway.
Oh, you said it, Edith. Hey, this is what he called my wife. She's got a million things to do. She's got the raising of a child on her hands, you know, which she took on herself. A helpless human being, not to mention me. And then, look around. Well, like the walls, you know. Walls can always stand the washing down.
I'm gonna miss all my friends at the Sunshine Home, especially your mother.
Oh, yeah. So will I. Mrs. Bunker, this afternoon you said you had a long talk with my mother?
Yeah.
Could you please tell me what she said?
She talked about your father, and she told me what a good life she had. And she told me that while she was having her heart attack, she saw your father, you know, waiting for her and waving.
Edith demonstrates.
Hi. You know, that's another thing that was in that picture with John Garfield. I was telling my wife, you know? That waving from beyond. Corvus, that's sad. Hey. You know, there was too many things in that picture.
Mrs. Bunker, what did my mother say about me?
She said that she loved you and that she knew that you loved her.
She really said that?
Yeah.
Noreen fights back tears.
I've been so ashamed, you know, because I wanted to visit her, and I just couldn't make myself.
Well, it ain't easy seeing somebody suffer that you love.
No. Mrs. Bunker, I want to thank you for what you did today.
I didn't do nothing.
Oh, yes, you did. You did, because you stayed with my mother and I couldn't. I don't know. Death, it frightens me.
Oh, hey, you shouldn't worry about that. Everybody's scared of death until it hits you. After that, you never give it another thought.
Thank you, Mr. Bunker.
No thanks required, Ms. Wadiacourt.
Noreen turns back to Edith.
Good night.
Oh, good night.
Edith leads her to the door.
Oh, and I want to apologize to you for the condition of that lawn out there. But see, we got a neighbor with a big dog. He calls her Rusty, but I always call her Rambling Rose, if you follow my means. You've seen plenty of lawns in that kind of shape.
Noreen stares at Archie as she heads to the door.
Mrs. Bunker, you're a very strong woman. And I'm very grateful that my mother had you with her today.
She walks out, and Edith closes the door behind her.
Oh, you see that? You got nothing to feel bad about. It's the woman herself. She thanked you for what you done for her mother. What'd you do?
I did what she asked me to do. I held her hand, and I didn't let go.
That's all?
Edith nods.
Well, you mean when you seen a woman was slipping away there, you didn't do nothing?
Edith thinks, then shakes her head. Archie raises his brow. Edith considers, then lifts her chin. She hurries to the kitchen. Archie thinks.
Ha ha ha.
Shrugging, he hurries after her. He joins her at the kitchen table.
Edith, listen to me. Listen to me for a minute. I want to tell you something. You know what I think? I think you've done right. Yes. I'll tell you why. Because the way I look at it, see, dying is like being born, you know? And that's God's business. And you ain't got no right to butt into God's business. Right? So this time, you minded your own business for a change. Now, this here woman, she says you got strength. She's right. You got a lot of strength, dude. I only wish when the time comes that I would have that same kind of strength in regards to you. Or vice versa, God forbid.
Oh, thank you, Archie.
She cuts a slice of meatloaf.
What is this?
It's yesterday's meatloaf.
I'm still tasting yesterday's meatloaf.
Directed by Paul Bogart. Teleplay by Harriet Weiss and Pat Shea. Story by Mort Latchman. Story editors Larry Ryan and Mel Tolkien. Script consultants Bob Schiller and Bob Weisskopf. Associate producer Bridget Jensen Drake. Executive producer Mort Latchman. Produced by Milt Josephsberg. Developed by Norman Lear. Barbara Kayson, Miss Critchin. Angela Clark, Mrs. Dillon. Michael McGuire, Charlie Hammer. Dolores Sutton, Noreen Hammer. Copyright 1979 Tandem Productions Incorporated. A Bud York and Norman Lear Tandem Production.
All in the Family was played to a studio audience for live responses.
Sony Pictures Television.